This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why, hello! It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap.
Hello there.
For Friday, March 8th. We had a little too much sugar.
Oh, it was a fun show. It had Friday all over it.
It really did.
And today was International Day of Women, so it was all about Janie today.
It's all about
Janie.
Maybe.
Yeah, we were talking about the daylight saving time. By the way, it's daylight saving. I always put the S at the end
of
savings.
It's almost habit, but it is daylight saving time.
But it was kind of an interesting story. You know, last year we actually passed in the state of Florida passed a resolution, I guess, or to law that we want to get out of the daylight saving time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's a federal government program.
Right.
But here's the thing. If we want to stay in this time that we're in right now and not deal with, just stay in standard time.
You can do that, but you don't have to pass a law, right?
Right. You can do that because the law says you can't do it with daylight savings. That's how Indiana, Arizona, and Hawaii get out of it.
Okay.
They're actually in standard time all the time.
But it would have to be nationwide for to stay in it.
To get out of daylight saving time?
To get out of it the whole time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I just don't like it because I'm going to forewarn both of you. I'm going to be a grumpy, hot mess Monday because I'm getting one less. And it happens on Sunday. Now, if it happened on Saturday, I probably would get me Sunday adjusted. But
yeah.
Shouldn't this be the three-day weekend?
I think so.
This should be the three-day weekend, guys.
Yeah. Hey, you probably wanted to know what you missed on the show today. Besides this being grumpy here, where I talked about how you really can't make up the sleep this weekend.
Yeah.
It's not like you can put money in the bank and then, you know, go to Disney World afterward. No. Researchers found those who lack sleep during the week and then tried to catch up on the weekends were not only unhealthier, but more likely to overreact compared to people who consistently got enough sleep.
Yeah, you can't bank it.
Yeah.
That's the deal. You know, there was a Michigan State University study. They looked at both ends of it.
Yeah.
We only gained 12 minutes of sleep, not 1 hour, in the fall when we get the hour back.
Oh, about daylight saving time? Okay.
In spring, like this weekend, when that hour is taken away, we'll lose an average of 40 minutes. So we lose 40 minutes, but we only gain 12 when we try to, in the fall, when we get our time back.
That sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel dirty after that. Let's talk about the robocalls here. They are up worldwide 325% compared to last year.
That is unbelievable. How many a month did they look at?
They said for the U.S. about 7 monthly spam calls per user. I'm a little on the high end of that one.
I think that's low. I'll bet I get 7 a week.
Yeah,
me too. I definitely, like, especially I have a work account, and so I don't have, like, a private number or anything, and on my work cell phone, I probably get, honestly, like, 80-85% of the calls I get are spam robocalls. And then they leave you a voicemail that's like, we will come after you, and like I forget the words they use, but it's like basically they're gonna arrest you. They make it sound like they're gonna arrest you if you don't do something.
Well, yeah, I mean that's how the scam works, because then you get somebody who's unfamiliar with the law, or perhaps the elderly, and that's how that kind of works. But like for me, what they're doing is now my student loan that I paid off 20 some years ago apparently is in default, and they're gonna arrest me if I don't get it paid.
Unreal.
And it's like, now they're leaving messages and wasting my time again.
They have you second-guessing yourself, too. The first time I got one of those voicemails, I was like, oh, my gosh, is there something I forgot? What did I do?
There was one time that happened to me, and it was an Apple email, and it looked so convincing. But then as I'm looking at it, I realized it went to my work account, not my private, my Yahoo account.
Right.
And I didn't catch that till the last second. I was about to click on the link, and Lord knows what would have happened.
That's called phishing.
Yeah, was...
P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
It's kind of like along the same lines, like, did I forget to pay that bill?
Yeah.
That's interesting. We found a whole bunch of things about reading the fine print. If you have the time and lack of will to do, will to life to do it, it could pay off to you.
It's like when you download an app and then you have to opt in. They say, did you read the whole, all that, like 90 pages of lawyerese?
Yeah.
And you just scroll to the bottom and you click, yeah, I do, because I'm not going to read this.
Well, and you brought up a good point, Storm. You didn't mention this on the air, but it's like, she was like, what are you going to do? Argue this?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get an attorney involved? No, I don't think so. I just want an app.
So there was, really. I just want to crush candy.
Come on.
So Darlene Andrews, she actually was planning a trip to Scotland with her husband. She's a school teacher in Georgia.
Yeah.
And it was her 35th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
It's, you know, kind of a pricey trip to go overseas like that. So probably a good idea to get some traveler's insurance.
Right.
Which she did. And being a good school teacher as she is, she started reading the fine print. On to page 7, where there was a sentence that stated, if you've read this far, you are one of the very few customers to review all of the policy documentation.
She made it through 7 pages so far?
Yeah, I admit
I'm
I would
exhausted.
Not have. So
no.
This is amazing.
And so at that particular point, I'd say, congratulations for your effort. We're going to give you $10,000
like,
cash.
If you've read this far, you must be something.
Yeah. The best
and it was for real, right?
Yeah.
It was legit. It was actually part of a promotion by this particular insurance company called Square Mouth. They wanted to highlight the importance of reading all the documents before you sign something.
Right.
So they actually had, it was a cool cash prize. The funny thing about the whole story is that 65 people prior to this woman read the whole thing and clicked and didn't even notice the language was in there.
Or else they scrolled down right to the end. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's what
because there had to be some sort of interactive thing for to acknowledge that she did see it, but...
Yeah.
I would have. I always scroll immediately. I don't ever look at that.
She even said in the article, I didn't mention this on the air, but I did think it was funny because she is a school teacher. She said, it reminds me of things I would do in class, like in the middle of a test. It said, if you read this question, go ahead and skip it. So it was kind of like knew the game.
Yeah.
So good for her. She got $10,000. The company donated $10,000 to Reading is Fun. That's a child literacy charity. Mm-hmm. And then because she worked at 2 schools, they divvied up $5,000 for each of her schools.
That's really generous.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Very nice.
And the name of that company was Square Mouth Travel Insurance.
Yeah, so give them a little bit of love because they gave some love back. So the hidden features of your car's key fob. Most cars have that little key fob because cars are more electronic than they are mechanical at this particular point. And they make things super easy, especially if it's raining or your hands are full with groceries. One button, you open the door. Some of the doors even open for you now.
Yeah, I can open the rear of the vehicle, too, with a button.
But
which is nice when you have groceries, but I always have the key in the wrong hand.
It's always in the right place.
Oh, yeah. It's like twisted up in the handle
of the
bag.
It's in my other pocket.
Yes.
I can't do it.
It's twisted. You drop things. Your eggs are all over the place. Yeah. So there's actually a lot of hidden features in your key fob, and they kind of vary depending on the manufacturer. BMW has a ton of them, by the way.
Oh, really?
Tesla has their own. GM has theirs. But there's one that's kind of universal across the board, and it involves something you'll use on a hot day. So on most cars that have a universal feature of unrolling all the windows and the sunroofs to let it air out, once you click the unlock button, push it down again and hold it for a few seconds.
And I found out that my vehicle does this today, and I had no idea.
Yeah, it will roll down the windows and it will open the sunroof.
And open the moonroof, yeah.
So I think that was kind of cool here. And then probably one of the strange features we found, which actually sounds like an urban legend, but if you find yourself lost in a parking lot, because that does happen from time to time, and you're pushing your unlock or your panic button, you don't know where your car is, if you put your key fob up to your chin, it actually will have the signal go a little bit further.
It increases the range because your head turns into an antenna because it's full of liquid.
Yeah.
I just didn't believe this. I thought you were, BSing on part.
I remember doing this years ago. I read this story years ago, and this has always been like an urban legend, but I've tried it, and it actually works.
Yeah.
Try telling the people around you that. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just using my head as an antenna.
Well, it works for the King Lazy, because I have an upstairs apartment, and sometimes I forget that I can just stick it on my chin.
Oh, I'm totally doing that when I get home today.
But remember, take the tinfoil off your head if you're going to try that.
Okay, fair enough.
We also found out that here in the next couple of years, if you're planning a trip to continental Europe, you're going to have a lot more paperwork to fill out. And starting in 2021, Americans, right now you can go to anywhere in Europe on a 90-day travel visa. And not
have any special stuff.
You don't have to pay.
Your passport gets you in.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not really going to happen anymore because of what they're called the ITAS visa, which is the European Travel Information and Authorization System. And basically what you'll need to do if you're planning to go any 22 of the European Union nations, including France, Germany, Spain, Iceland, and Greece, you actually will need to apply for a visa, which is what we don't do right now. So the good news about this particular visa is that it's good for 3 years. So if you go back and forth from time to time, you only have to have one visa. It's unlimited entry and exit.
It's called Your Paper, Please Law. And I think you mispronounced the ETAS. It's
European Travel Information and Authorization System.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't know what the price is on this one quite yet because it's not really up and going, but there is kind of a waiting list. So if you are planning a trip in the next couple of years to Europe, you just keep that one in mind.
It's interesting that Iceland's in this. Janie, you've been to Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland's awesome. And I did also notice Ireland and United Kingdom don't require
it. Yeah, they're opting out of it. But Janie also learned the hard way that don't buy a Eurorail pass when you're in Iceland.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing. Definitely not.
Apparently it's an island now. When did that
happen? They do drive on the right side of the road, though.
Okay.
Yeah. The way that God intended, by the way. You hear me, Britain? In Australia? And then finally today we learned about adult beverages. Whiskey's pretty much on fire. It's the most must-have drink.
You know, and if you were to say, all right, what's the cheapest beer out there?
Bartender, give me your cheapest, biggest, strongest
drink.
What's
it going to be, Jamie?
There's a reason there are country songs about PBR.
Yeah. PBR.
PBR.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. When I was in college, that's when you ran out of money. You pretty much went to the Pabst.
Or when you didn't run out of money. That's just always what you bought because you were always broke.
But that's, I think the beauty of this beer is like it was everybody made fun of it for so long, and now it's kind of the go-to hip beer to have.
When they do the fest, which is like a... There's a bunch of bands that come in, and guys...
in Gainesville here.
Yeah, fat guys with shorts with leg tattoos. You can see...
That's amazing.
You can see the PBR. I remember driving to university, and there were just cases and cases of PBR being unloaded from these trucks. So it must be the hipsters in town.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And so they're kind of branching out on that cheap beer MO.
Yeah.
New Holland Brewing Company, which actually does a lot of work with PBR, received approval last month from the ATF of a Pabst Blue Ribbon whiskey label. Check out the inscription on the label. It says, "This is Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey, made from nature's choicest products that, legend would have it, Jacob Best used in 1844 to prove its smooth, complex flavor."
Yeah, but and what's the other note on it?
Yeah, the best part is that the spirits were, quote, aged 5 seconds.
There we go.
So when you're looking for a good whiskey to sip, you're looking for the fastest one that aged.
So it's a piece of food you dropped on the floor. Yes. So you use them together. 5 second rule.
Exactly.
This would be more of a whiskey you chug. I think, and supposed to enjoy and sip, you know.
Don't know if this is actually going to happen or when it's going to happen. PBR is kind of quiet and mum on the whole thing, but why not? Capitalize on your strengths, PBR.
Why not? Yeah, go for it, babe.
And so there is our show for today, Friday, March 8th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, you change your battery in your, what do you call it? In your smoke
all
detector.
Those things.
In your radar detector.
In your clock smoke detector. And all that. Yeah. Hey, have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.